Stats SA told us a couple of days ago that, for the moment at least, the United States has overtaken the UK and Germany as the prime source of international tourists to this country. We're joined now by Gillian Saunders, who's an independent tourism and hospitality consultant, via Zoom. Gillian, good afternoon. Do you think this is going to last, or when finally COVID is kind of completely behind us, we'll go back to the traditional hierarchy?
John, I don't think it's going to last. I think it's fundamentally just a function of the different levels of restrictions and bans that were in place. So in the US, there was never a requirement for US nationals going back to go into hotel quarantine. And in fact, they took away even the requirement to isolate quite early on. So it was much easier for an American tourist to come to South Africa and go back with no issues. Whereas the UK, we're putting people in horrific hotel quarantine until the end of September. And in fact, it's already in the numbers, because on a year-to-date basis, yes, the US is way ahead. They had 72,000 tourists almost in 2021, whereas the UK was only on 34,000. And this is to November. We've only got data to November. But if you look at the actual month of November, the UK was growing so rapidly once it opened up in October. They were on 11,300 and some tourists compared to the US, 10,500 and some tourists. So we already had the UK overtaking the US in November. And in fact, the winner in November was the German market, which was almost 12,900 tourists came in November. So Germany also has slightly less restrictions for returning German nationals than the UK. And hence, Germany was also tracking quite higher quite earlier in the year.
So once it becomes, once you can predict with reasonable certainty that you'll be able to enjoy your holiday and get back home without any hassle, you'd expect it to go back to UK, Germany, and then the US, 1, 2, and 3?
Yes, we would. We would. We've seen the uptick from the UK once it opened was phenomenal. I mean, even in November, the growth was sort of 69% on a very massive jump in October arrivals. And we have a lot of affinity with the UK. There's also a lot more trade and investment links. There's lots more family links, visiting friends and relatives. And in fact, our swallow market, the people who tend to have a second home here or rent for 3 or 4 months of the year to enjoy a summer here, we call them the swallows. We have a lot more of those from Europe and from the UK than we do from the US. So we, you know, the US is a phenomenally important market, and many of them are intrepid travelers, and it's been wonderful to have them here. And believe me, the industry has been incredibly grateful for these Americans who've been coming through for most of the months of 2021. But I think we will ultimately go back when things are normal, as you say, to the UK being our biggest core market.
Is there reliable data on who spends the most, the average American tourist spending an average amount during an average stay of whatever it is in South Africa versus not only the UK and Germany, but are there other countries who make up for the fact that there are fewer of them by spending more?
Well, Germany, the UK and the US are amongst our highest spenders. I don't actually have those numbers in my head. I have the UK because we spent a lot of time trying to get ourselves unbanned. So the average UK tourist in 2019, because that's where we go back to at the moment, because it's really the only data we have of a normal type of year, was worth about 30,000 rand to the South African economy in terms of income per tourist. And the US and Germany were pretty much on similar levels, as was most of Europe in terms of spend in South Africa. A couple of markets tended to spend a little bit less. China was one. If my recollection is correct, Australia was also one of the slightly lower spenders. But most overseas tourists are in a similar spending category of around that amount, somewhere around 30,000 that comes into the South African economy per tourist.
Didn't realize the Australians were so bloody cheap.
Maybe it's because, I think it's because we get more of a younger market out of Australia sometimes, more adventure market, so it's a different sort of profile.
I'm interested by what you said about, because I know personally, and I know of many more British swallows. I know and know of fewer, but I still know of German swallows. I can't think of any American swallow that I've ever encountered. But I presume that perhaps they go somewhere closer to them if they are in the swallow market, yes, in the market to be, sort of living summer all year round.
I think Mexico benefits from that market from the US in a big way. So, yes, I agree. And even Florida, which is within the US, gives them a sort of better winter sun options. So yes, I also don't really know of any USA swallows. It certainly is normally, we see it as a European market, predominantly the swallows. And the visiting friends and relatives are also still big out of the rest of Europe and a little bit smaller out of the USA. But all of these are important to our tourism industry. Even people who come to visit friends and relatives will usually spend some money on traveling to hotels. They spend money in restaurants. They spend money on attractions and activities. So all of these people are incredibly important to our tourism economy.
We're talking about statistics going back only to November. Are there any, not the sort of data that Stats SA puts out, but other indications of whether the recovery continued apace in December and in January, and signs are good for February and March?
Well, no. Well, the first thing is that Omicron happened to us at the end of November, basically. So actually, we had huge cancellations through December. And in fact, some of those cancellations, we surveyed the industry a couple of times, a couple of days after the bans and then in mid-December. Those cancellations went even beyond March this year. Some of the big tour operators like TUI, who run the volume series of foreign tourists to this country, cancelled for 3 months straight away. They said that, it was too much risk to sit there wondering if they were going to be able to take the tourists back and forth. So they would only bring tourists back in the middle of February and from March onwards. So the season, as in terms of the foreign tourists for December, January, and probably most of February, has been diabolical. Some of the bigger companies have told us that what they were doing was about 80% of prior December, 80% of what they had on their books before the bans happened in November. So they were expecting to make about 50% almost of what they'd been doing in 2019, and they lost 80% of the 50%.
Wow, that is really scary. Gillian Saunders, thank you very, very much, an independent tourism consultant.